This morning, we are catching up with a longtime friend of the station, Simone Leslie. How are you?
I am well. Thank you.
That is good. You sounded like you weren't sure there for a moment. I guess that's because your family is going through quite a lot at the moment. You and David have long been friends of Salt 106.5, and you've done some wonderful work in our community. And to be honest, I didn't even realise what David was doing at the moment. And then I saw a story in the paper about this wonderful gift that David has just given to his sister. Would you mind sharing his story with us?
Absolutely. I think, and this is actually, I mean, you've got to find something to laugh at in all of this, but one of the funny things is that, and he said this to me the other night, that he was never actually going to tell anyone about what he was doing, that it was just something between him and his sister and obviously our family and God. And now that it's gone to the media and gone public, it's you know, people are praying all over the world. So it's quite funny. We have plans and then God does other things.
And now everybody knows, and we're about to tell even more people. But it's, you know, look, we know that no greater love has someone than to lay down their life for someone else. I think the second greatest thing someone could do would be to give an organ so that someone else can live. I mean, surely that is just one of the greatest gifts ever that David has done for his sister, Tina.
Absolutely, yes. So he's just been a live kidney donor for his sister. His sister, Tina, was in end-stage kidney failure, and she had complications as well. She was on dialysis every second day, high blood pressure and high potassium levels and blood clots and whatnot, and it was pretty touch and go there for a while. We were really praying that she would actually be even able to make the date of the operation. And thank God she did. Thank God it went amazingly well. There was, you know, we're just so grateful to friends and family all over the world, brothers and sisters in Christ who have been praying for both of them and for our family, because it literally was a miracle that the kidney was such a close match. Mm. The surgeons were really amazed. And then that it took straight away, because sometimes it can actually take weeks for a donor kidney to function in the recipient's body, but this one particularly just functioned straight away. And even now she's having to drink, I think it's 6 litres of water a day, because it's just working so well. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
She's doing quite well.
Amazing. But, of course, this has been quite the journey for David to be able to give his kidney to his sister, because she's down in Sydney, is it?
That's correct.
All right. So he's had to make this decision, knowing full well that leaving Queensland at the moment, it's really tough to get back over the border with the state of the COVID rules and what have you. So he's gone down to Sydney. He's given the kidney. Everything's gone really well. So that's just a God thing right there. So yeah. This happened a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, I think we're in day 11 or 12 at the moment after the operation, but he is still in Sydney. And I guess we're talking about trying to get him home. We did apply for, before he left, we applied for an exemption to cross the border to come home. And also, because they just went into total lockdown, as most of us know, where there was no crossing the border whatsoever. But, I mean, if he didn't go, you know, she may well have died.
He couldn't have put it off for a few more weeks. It had to be done now. So he's gone. He's been selfless. He's given his kidney. It's worked well. But now he needs to recover, because it takes a toll on the body of the giver as well. So now he's got to learn to live with just one kidney. And so he wants to come back home to Queensland. So you've asked for an exemption for him to be able to quarantine at home because he needs medical care and around-the-clock attention. But they've said no.
That's correct. So he also needs to exercise. Part of the strict recovery process is that he needs to exercise. He needs to walk daily and also just have that attention. You know, it's still early days, so to be on your own in that situation is dangerous.
Mm.
And so we asked for an exemption that he could isolate at home instead of hotel quarantine. We had the nephrologist's letter backing that up, that the nephrologist said it's dangerous to hotel quarantine and that she recommends he isolates at home. He has actually been in isolation for 6 weeks already. He's been double vaccinated and he's had a COVID test which has come back negative. Mm. So with that evidence,
he's done everything that he possibly can. And I understand that if they would let him quarantine at home, you guys would quarantine as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not like as if, you know, you guys will be a risk because you're coming and going. And you've got three kids, haven't you? So it's not like as if you can go down and join him in hotel quarantine.
No, that's right.
You know, so I guess what we're asking our audience here is to pray. I mean, you know, wonderful God-fearing people who have done such a selfless thing. We're just asking if you would petition God to maybe open the eyes of Queensland Health and the government to have a bit of compassion and just to take this on a case-by-case basis, that David's not a risk and his health is at risk if he doesn't come to home quarantine.
Yeah. And it's not, I mean, it's all levels as well. It's not just physical. It's emotional. It's mental. I mean, we haven't been able to be around him this whole time. He's been away now 4 weeks. And really, you know, the mental health issue in this COVID is so severe, and we just need to be aware of that as well.
Mm.
And I think the other thing is, you know, if it was just a blanket rule of like, no, it's hard and fast, everybody has to hotel quarantine, then you might be able to understand that. But the very same day that he was denied permission to isolate at home, 600 other people were granted permission. So it's something that's just not making sense. And so we are literally praying that Queensland Health and our state government, you know, just has some common sense and some compassion around these issues, not just for us. There's literally thousands of cases like us that are in the same situation. So, yeah, that's our outcome, that there's some common sense and compassion that prevails.
Simone, all the best, and we do pray that David recovers quickly and that there is a positive outcome to this. Thanks for your time this morning.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.